Hassan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.
January must be a pretty high time for divorce rates. I would guess if you have, particularly if you have children, or just getting through the Christmas period would be quite important if you are thinking of separating as a couple. Here from Number One Solicitors, I have family solicitor Ehsan Kabir. Hello, Ehsan.
Hello, Beth.
Is that something that you seem to find a lot, Ehsan?
Yes, that's right, Beth. So January is the busiest time for parties looking to divorce and separate, but perhaps not looking to separate until at least the new year.
Well, we'll come back to this then in January. We'll have a little chat about divorce in general and the different routes that people can take and the different outcomes. But today we're going to talk about a specific group of people or a specific couple. You would define them as high net worth divorce. I think to every other person, it would probably mean people who have got a fair amount of money, be that in assets, property or cash. Is that what you mean by a high net worth divorce?
Absolutely correct, Beth. So generally speaking, a high net worth divorce would be where one or both parties would have quite substantial assets, usually involving land, multiple properties. The biggest area of contention within high net worth divorces is being able to reach a fair financial settlement for both parties.
I've heard that term. What is a financial settlement?
So a financial settlement during or even after a divorce relates to the division of matrimonial assets and income between a couple that have been a party to a marriage or a civil partnership. Essentially, the aim is that both parties are on a fair financial footing at the end of their marriage so that they can move on to the next chapter in their lives without the emotional worry of being able to financially depend on each other. Financial settlements, particularly in high net worth divorces, can be complex when involving land, businesses, stocks and shares, bonds, trusts, and even multiple properties that could be based nationally and both internationally in different jurisdictions. You'll usually have one party to the marriage that is financially astute, which can sometimes make it like a game of cat and mouse in terms of being able to trace the assets, reach them if they're in different jurisdictions, but also being able to value certain assets that are perhaps liquid and not easily valuable.
So how important is it then to choose the right solicitor? I think that there is probably a huge list of people that you can contact if you're about to go through a divorce. You are from Number One Solicitors. Why should they pick you, Ehsan? Why would that happen? And how important is it to make that decision the right one?
It's absolutely important you choose the right solicitor and the one that will really fight your corner and go to the lengths that are needed to get the job done. And moreover, that will ensure that you receive a fair share of your marriage that you've supported. I can tell you from experience that there is a distinct difference between the quality of solicitors out there. My primary objective is always to resolve matters amicably, timely, and sensibly without having to go to court.
So, to sort of help us understand how this works then, shall we create an imaginary couple, Ehsan?
Yes.
Okay, right. We have imaginary couple then. Obviously, this can be both ways round. You can have all sorts of different genders, different couples, different jobs. But let's go for a male-female couple, Amin and Natalie. Amin has got a very good job. He's got quite a lot of money. Maybe they've got a couple of properties between them, but generally he was the breadwinner. Natalie, she maybe used to work. She stopped working because she didn't need to. If you've got that amount of money coming in, understandably, let's not both work. Sadly, Amin and Natalie now want to split up. First question, could Amin and Natalie both use you, Ehsan? Could they come to Number One Solicitors and say, we want you both to help us?
Unfortunately not. As a lawyer, I would act for the first party that reached me first.
So let's pretend then that Natalie comes to you. She says, Ehsan, Number One Solicitors, I need your help here. We're getting split up. And she says that Amin has been holding this money back from her, been getting rid of the money, maybe selling his assets, and therefore she doesn't have access to that. How would you be able to help Natalie?
I'd freeze his assets to preserve as much as possible for Natalie, and I would place as many restrictions, charges, on all of his properties to safeguard my client's interests.
And if you're acting for Amin?
On the other hand, I'd need to advise him to play it cool before he gets frozen and strategically devise a plan on how to safeguard as much of his wealth as possible. It's really all about tactics and damage limitation for Amin.
What would happen if the person who wanted your help, so imagine Natalie did reach you first, but because of what was happening between her and Amin, she doesn't actually have the money to cover her legal costs. Does that mean that you would say, no, Natalie, it's going to have to be Amin then because he can afford me?
And it's actually not uncommon for the financially weaker party, such as Natalie, being unable to fund a divorce. My message to Natalie would be, don't worry. You just need the right solicitor and the solicitor that would discuss and explore funding options with you. And one of those funding options could mean Amin lending Natalie the money to be able to fund the action against him. Additionally, depending on the wealth of Amin and Natalie, I'd also expect to get her a sum of money, say it be a couple of £1,000 a month for maintenance, just to tie her over during the divorce. And if she needed more during the divorce, we'd get that. I'm always open to having a confidential, free 15-minute consultation with anyone that's going through a family issue, even if it means giving them the confidence to make that step forward to finding happiness again. They can contact my office on 01423 224 500, or they can hop onto our website at onesolicitors, as in the digit one.co.uk, or they could type in number one solicitors Harrogate.
We'll put plenty of links to that then, strayfm.com/family as well. Ehsan, it leaves me to say a very Merry Christmas, and we will be back early January and we'll be talking more about divorce because I believe that rates are likely to be higher in January. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth. Same to you. And I just want to wish everyone listening a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I very much look forward to coming back in the new year.
Ehsan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.